Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years. Every other Thursday, we feature just one classic story from the vaults. We ask that you keep the historical context in mind. Today, in 2021, there's a different consciousness. We've always asked storytellers to speak in as unfiltered a way as possible, and yet to tell their stories with as much compassion as possible. Even so, I'm sure the storytellers and the host might have worded some of what they said on these old episodes differently if they'd been recorded more recently. As always, the title of the whole series, Risk, is itself a content warning. This week, a story that T.S. Madison first shared on the podcast in October of 2015. Here's Maddie now with a story we call La Sorpresa.
I have led a life of escorting and hooking and porn and all this type of stuff. So, you know, of course, a girl in my line of work has all types of crazy stories. So I had a gentleman caller to call my advertisement. This had to be like in the year 2004. And he was a Hispanic guy. So I couldn't hardly understand him on the phone, but you know, most Spanish men know the main words, fucky, and money. So they know those words. So, you know, he called me, he was like, fucky, how much to fucky? And I was like, what's $200 for 30 minutes? He's like, okay, well, I'm going to book my appointment to come and see you. So it was already difficult for me to give him directions, child, to get to my spot, to the home. So I'm on the telephone, like, trying to guide him here, saying, no, baby, left, izquierda, make a left, izquierda, on the corner. So when he got to the house after about 30 minutes, he got there and he told me, ay, mommy, you're so beautiful. And I was like, thank you, baby, thank you. And I said, so what would you like? And he was like, fucky. And I said, okay, well, do you have the $200? So he pulled out the $200 or whatever. He folded up. It was $10, $20 bills. So I laid down about four towels because I didn't know what was going to happen. The majority of the guy that knows what you are or has a inkling of what you are is there because you have your package. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, there are guys that don't start out liking it, but end up liking it. I tell a guy, these are the steps in dealing with a trans. You know they're trans, you get your dick sucked. You know they're trans, you move from getting your dick sucked to actually penetrating. You move from penetrating to actually doing a reach around. It goes from a reach around to, I might want to see how this tastes, how this might feel in my mouth. And it goes from them getting a little taste to saying, well, you know, maybe I'd like to know how it feels in my ass. And there you have it. You're a full-rounded guy after that, you know. But it starts out with the initial trans attraction. The illusion is woman, but the dick is the toy. It's a toy. And I got a really, really stiff erection because he was a very, very cute Hispanic guy. And honey, he just dropped down and he started giving me fellatio. And he was really eating me like a medianoche, which is a midnight sandwich. He was really, I mean, really eating. And I was like, oh God, you better stop because I'm about to explode. So he was like, ah, mami, yo quiero. You fucking me. You fucking me. And I was like, baby, are you sure you want me to? Because you're a small man and you have a petite frame, like a woman's frame, but you're short and, you know, very Mexican. He was a very Mexican type, but he was very handsome. But you know how some Mexicans are very short and, you know, there's no shade to Mexican, but it is what it is. So, you know, he commenced to climb on the bed and he spread his cakes. He got on all fours and his ass was tooted open. And I had the opportunity to look at his hole. So I was just there staring at his hole. Like it looked very inviting. The hole was, it was like calling me like, Madison, yes, please, you know, come inside me. And I was like, oh God, I just hope I don't come really fast because this looks like a really, really, really good hole. And I was wanted to go inside. I put on the condom and I grabbed both of his cheek and I spit in his hole. Like, he's like, yes, mommy, yes. And he started to wiggle it around. Like, he was really hot for it. Like, really hot. So, honey, you know, I reached over to the side and I got the condom and I rolled the condom down. And, you know, I, as being a girl of such a well endowment like myself, I wear the gold packs, the Magnum XLs. So, and I asked him again. I said, baby, are you sure this is what you want? And he was, the way he was twerking his booty, like, around, like, fuck me, mommy. Fuck me, mommy. I said, all right, you get what you asked for. Honey, I'm not going to bother to tell you, child, that I put the lube on and I got my cock really, really wet. And he was really back there squirming. He was calling for, mommy, hey, mommy, fuck me, mommy. Fuck me, mommy. You know, his head was down on the bed and his ass was tooted up in the air and it was just jerking around. Fuck me, mommy. Fuck me, mommy. Fuck me, mommy. So I commenced to placing the anaconda inside of his hole and he just flew off it real fast. He flew off it. Oi, mommy. Oh, like he just flew straight forward off it onto the bed and he laid flat. And he's like, oh, mommy, oh, go slow, mommy. It's slow, mommy. It's slow. So he reached around from the and grabbed it. And he started to guide it in. You know, like they guide a plane down to the runway. So he started guiding it right on there into the hole. And he put in a little bit that he could take. He came off of it. Put in a little bit he could take and came off of it. Until eventually it opened up and it went in. And I went all the way down balls deep. And he was like, ay, mommy, you know. And so I was like, baby, are you okay? Are you feeling any type of discomfort? Is there anything that I can get you, like, while I'm inside? Would you like water, tea, soda? He's like, huh? I was like, I was being funny, you know. So I asked him, is it okay if I begin to give you your fantasy? He was like, yes, mommy, fuck me. So I just started to, you know. And he was just taking it, oh, yes, mommy. Hi, mommy. Hi. Hi, mommy. And he's twirling it around and rolling it around and rolling it around. Like, hi, mommy. His erection is like ridiculously hard because I can see it flopping on his stomach and laying down on the towels and whatever. And he's just saying, hi, mommy. Hi. Hi. He's looking back at me like he's some freaking porn star bitch, like throwing his head back, like, hi, yes, mommy. Hi. Hi. So at this point, it started to get really good to me. So I speeded up the pace. And I grabbed him around his waist and I started to dig him. And he's like, yes, yes, mommy, mommy, yes. I, mommy, I, mommy, I, my God, I. And then he said, I, my God, mommy, I, my God, I, my God. And I just, when I pushed him off of the cock, an entire goose egg came out of his ass. It's like it was a full turd that just came out and it flopped down on the towel. And so when the goose egg came out, I stayed out and I looked down at it like, oh my God, this did not just happen. And he's still gyrating a Rolex in his ass because he wanted me to shove the cock back inside. And I'm holding him this way, like away from it, like looking in disbelief, like, oh my God, this man has had an entire meal here on my bed. Like he left an entire submarine sandwich or something here on the bed like this. And I was like, how could one human produce this much pile of shit in one wop like that? Like, it's like I was tearing him up and I came out and so did the doo-doo. Like, it just came out like I was a plunger. Like, you know how you do use a plunger and it pulls out the stuff? It just came out and it was in a shit pile. Like, God, if someone could have captured my expression. And then he started to try to position himself to come back and lifted up his kneecap. And he was going to put his knee down into the shit. And I screamed, no, baby, why? So he just was like, what happened? Do you know this fool had the audacity to turn around and look at this pile of human shit and say, hi, little mommy, what happened? Did you do that? I was like, what? Okay, wait. Baby, do you think that I got up here and laid an egg right here while I was fucking you? This is your baby. This is your egg. This is your meal right here on the bed like this. How the fuck are you gonna ask me? Is this me? Did I do that? Like an Urkel. Did I do that? No, bitch, you just did this. This is what you did. I'll never forget it. It was just like in a sequence. I, mommy. Pero mami, what happened? Bitch, you shit it. The guy might have been into scat. I can't get into the scat. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. But I can't get into the scat. I've seen some videos on scat and I have almost died. I have some gay boy children. I call them my gay sons. That used to work Rent Boy and Adam for Adam or whatever. And my son was reading the paper and someone had called his line and he and I were FaceTiming and they called his, you know, we all keep an extra line. We keep a whole phone and the regular phone. So they called his whole phone or whatever. And he and I were FaceTiming and he said, girl, do you know this man wants me to take a full dump in his face? And I was like, girl, you're lying. And then he was like, yeah, he wants to take a full dump in his face. And then he said, bitch, this is definitely the right time because I just had some sushi and a dragon roll and I'm going to wear him out. So he put the phone up there on the mantle, you know, in between the stuff so the man wouldn't notice that the phone was there or whatever. And bitch, Jesus, I couldn't take it. So he was a really fat guy. And he laid on his back. He laid down there on the floor on his back. And I'm intensely watching this, like intensely. So he started licking my son's ass, like licking his hole, like really like, like I just was there really like OM freaking G, you know? And the son picks up a paper, like a newspaper from over there, and he opens the paper up. Like, and it was, I think he did that in order for me to laugh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to take, you know, just what happens when you're in the bathroom. He's squatting over the man, and then it just started happening. And it was, I just screamed, like, ah! Because I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh! I screamed and hung up. Now, I know that gave away his phone privileges because I was not supposed to be watching that. The guy asked him what it was because but I had hung up, so you know. And he said it was his phone, that was his ringtone or something. He told him it wasn't on something in the house. Oh, anyway, Hispanic guy. So he got really mad and he stood up or whatever and I rolled the towels up and I threw them in the garbage. And they were really good towels. Like, you know, those very expensive towels that you get from Bed Bath & Beyond. It was too beyond. I had to throw them away. But he was really standing there with a gaping hole and shit on his legs. I was like, oh my God, baby, no. Just stay still. And I took the towel and I took his hands And I made him wipe his own ass in all that area, you know, to throw that shit away. And I was like, baby, the date is over. Like, I'm not going to be fucking you anymore. I'm not giving you any more of this good dick. You can't handle the good dick. You can't handle it. You have to be able to hold your mud. You know, and he had on those tidy whities. You know those tidy whities, how white they are. Those, I know the back of those are so full of shit. And he pulled them up or whatever, and I escorted him downstairs, honey. And I put him out. And he commenced to go down the street and call me and tell me he loves me. Mommy, I love you. I love you, mommy. I want you to fuck me again right now. And I'm like, baby, you can never call my phone number again. Ladies and gentlemen, when you decide or you happen to be tossed into adult work, sex work, or anything, there are a lot of surprises. And if you're not into some shit, you will learn how to be into some shit by the time you're finished with that part of the career. You know, you'll experience some of the most exciting money and some of the most disgusting sex. And some good sex. You will get some good sex, you know. And it will come from the most normal looking people, like everyday people. You have no idea what people are really into until it's time to take off their clothes.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.